Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Thank you, dear colleagues, distinguished delegates. Before coming to the presentation of country experience, let me just briefly introduce country context related to the protocol and its activities on country level. Several state authorities are involved in these activities. Colleagues here in the room, and let me to express my thankfulness, colleagues, because me personally comparatively new in this context. As it was mentioned in the presentation, this equitable access scorecard really it's a good analytical tool to assess the situation on country level, to conduct gap analysis and undertake relevant actions, which was done, and tangible result we have on country level. As a result of all these activities and joint efforts, this summer, on July, our government and national parliament approved the amendment to the water code. So from legislation point of view, now we have all these formulations and meaning, understanding already came into force. And beside that, not only formulations, but also some obligations take our government and, on country level, also to provide additional financing in case of need to ensure equitable access to all the vulnerable and isolated groups. In general, I would like to separate three level or three aspects to organize and implement activities. This is institutional, legislative, and also on implementation level. As an institutional level, as I present, and as it was set it up in accordance to the publication, not only intergovernmental cooperation we have here, but also cross-sectorial cooperation was ensured on country level, involving in these activities not only governmental institutions, but also NGOs and academic institutes, experts, and also international experts. And then coming back to legislative aspects, our achievement, not only this changing in the water code and amendment, but also recently our government approved national climate change adaptation plan for the period of 2022-2026 in water resources sector. Some draft strategies we have circulated included the SDG action plan strategy. Hope that during next meetings we can report also about success in this regard. And as I mentioned, it is very important to talk also about implementation aspects, because without real actions in practice, all these documents could not be used and could not be useful enough. So in implementation level, some models we have in the country, like public-private partnership, government and self-governance organizations, government international donor organizations, and through all these mechanisms and tools, we are trying to achieve good results and provide as much as possible access to the water, and not thinking only about equitable access, but also to pay attention to the basic access to the water. Thank you. That's all. Maybe if, I don't know, some other details could be needed to present, we are here, we are available and open to talk by any format. Thank you.